It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
All right, let's get growing. Frosty is here from Frost Farms in Town Hill. Good morning, Frosty.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm so happy right now. I have this huge raspberry bush. It has looked better than it has in years. And part of the reason is I haven't seen a single Japanese beetle on them. So I just ran out and got a trap. So are they running late? Will it be a light year for them? What are you seeing?
I don't know. I think you just jinxed it, though.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Usually it's about now. I have a bunch of rose bushes at home that I love dearly, and it always aggravates me when they hit those and they eat all the buds off them. And usually
it's
that
terrible.
Happens every year, but I haven't seen them yet. I noticed that, too. So I read that sometimes the female likes to lay eggs in moist soil, and I can pretty much guarantee we don't have any of that right now.
So what we've seen over the last month or so. Okay.
And then just general bug cycles, I think year to year can be different. So.
Okay. Yeah. So is that the best way? Like, I set the trap out. I try to avoid using sprays, because I don't want to get my fruits contaminated with all kinds of chemicals and stuff.
The traps are really good as long as everyone knows, put them away from the garden that you're trying to not attract them to.
Right.
I honestly, with my rose bushes, I'd go out there in the evening and just kind of hand pick them.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't want to spray with too much. And I don't know.
You go for a flicking every night.
Yep, I did. And it actually works pretty good. It knocks them down pretty well, but...
Okay.
Let's talk about what's happening at Frost Farms in Town Hill. I know you've got fresh picked raspberries and strawberries at the farm stand.
Yep. Produce is starting to hit in Maine. I think sweet corn time is probably only a week or so away.
Yeah.
So a lot of the I've had a lot of customers come in. They're harvesting some zucchini and peas, and small tomatoes are ready. So it's kind of fun to start seeing produce come about. So we've got a lot coming in, and we're excited to... start having a lot of the best of Maine produce showing up at the shop. So
it amazes me, all of the different things that you have in the farm stand. It seems like every week you introduce something new, and we were just chatting off the air, and I casually mentioned sourdough bread, and you said, oh, yeah, we've got that.
Yeah, we've got some great sourdough loaves, and coming soon are some sourdough bagels that I did try that are really delicious.
Sourdough is the best.
It is delicious, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So there's a reason why you need to visit Frost Farms a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Many reasons.
Yep, we're still open 7 days a week. So,
all right, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. FrostFarmsMDI.com. Thank you, Frosty.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.